5:26, we'll call the meeting to order of the Alloway Board of Appeals. First matter of business is the approval of the meeting minutes from October 21st. Everyone's had a chance to review the minutes. Do I have a motion to approve them as is?
I so move.
A second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Minutes are approved. Mm-hmm. Next matter on the agenda, petition from property owner at 748 East St. Joseph Street requesting a 10-foot variance of the front yard setback to develop three lots facing East River Drive on parcel AL257-3. Petition was filed by, and I apologize if I don't get your name correctly, Joe Neuser?
Neuser.
I apologize. If Joe's here, yes. If you can address the board about your petition, please.
All right, thank you.
If I look at you folks a little strange, it's because I had an eye exam today, and they put that stuff in your eyes, so you all look a little blurry. What I bought the parcel was with the intent of developing three homes that faced East River Drive. The criteria to even consider this was to make sure that all the lots succeeded exceeded the 7,500 square foot lot size, which they do. And then there were several other factors that I considered. The main one being I like the homes to face East River Drive. Two factors that helped me with buying this land for development was that I could deal with uniformity and conform to the neighborhoods with this development. One of the things that I looked at was the ability, hopefully through a variance, was to move the front yards to a 20-foot setback instead of a 30. I have some pictures I can show you if you'd like to see. I took when the existing old house was there, and lot lines or stakes were put in to depict these lot lines that are shown on this the plat map that you have. If you look at this, one of the things that makes the difference is that it adds 10 feet to the backyards of the houses. It takes nothing away for the parking in the front from the back of the curb to the, if there ever were sidewalks, is 17 feet, which would allow for a 4-foot sidewalk in the future to come from the 17 feet back toward the curb. And then from there would be a 20-foot driveway for parking cars. So a 20-foot easily accommodates any car before you get to the front of the house. So those are issues that went through my mind as to why this would work. The next issue that I encountered was to talking to the two neighbors. On Floral Drive was Michael Johnson, and on East St. Joseph was Bruce Nitka, whose homes face Floral and St. Joseph, and those require 30-foot setbacks. So if I were to build all the homes without this variance, and they all, which I could, according to the statutes, and they all faced East River Drive, I could move the home out 15 feet toward Floral, and 15 feet more toward St. Joseph, which would, in effect, make a jog back in to see their houses if you went down either street. So both of them were very much in agreement that if I set the setbacks, the side yard setbacks at 30 feet, that was fine with them, although I don't have to do that. But again, if it conforms with what the neighbors require, if it's uniform with what's on the rest of East River Drive, and if you look directly across the street, you'll see there's an existing 20-foot setback. If you drive down East River Drive, you will see that there are several setbacks that are 20 feet and some less, I'm sure, from years gone past. So it's not like it's not there. It's uniform with the street, and it conforms to the setbacks that are already in place. So basically what it is to have a request that you say this makes sense. It's good for the village to get this piece of land developed. There aren't very many parcels left. The neighbors are in total agreement. It gives you a new tax base, and it works for me as the developer to say, you know, now I can have three homes that face East River Drive and have a little bit more in the backyard while I'm giving up 30 feet on the side yard setbacks. So that's basically the long and the short of it.
Okay.
But it conforms and it's uniform is the big key for me with you folks.
All right. Thank you.
So any questions or...
Just so I'm clear, you're in exchange for the 20 foot on the front, you're willing to restrict the side on Floral and East St. Joseph to 30 feet.
To 30 feet. So they line up with those, all those houses down those streets come back to East River Drive, and my side properties would be in line with the front of those houses. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the word exchange would be proper. It's just, it's the right thing to do. And it makes them happy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other questions?
Well, the first thing I saw when I looked at it and then drove by was I was wondering why three lots on what seems to be a two-lot piece of land.
It's only two lots if you build on Floral or St. Joseph and have these huge backyards, of which are totally wasted, and my daughter and her husband live on East St. Joseph, just down from this property. And basically, they have to slope down because of the stormwater management, so they're really, it's a useless piece of land, most of the backyard, outside of where they have fences or pools or decks and things built. Doing it this way allows me to build three lots, recoup some of the costs. If you can see the huge pile of dirt, I have to elevate that whole site 5 feet.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah. So it's, building three homes certainly would provide a better return on my investment. And I intend to build very nice homes in the area of 1,500 to 1,700 square feet.
That was going to be another question.
Yeah. And they would fit on that lot, those lots, side yards and everything to code. And what they would require for variances. So
even between the proposed three homes, between home A and B...
Right, it would have to follow whatever is required. The building inspector, Mr. Coffey, would know those things, and that would have to be done before I can even build it.
Okay, I wasn't clear from the pictures if they were going to be connected.
No.
Okay, I wasn't positive from the way the drawing was set out. Maybe I just misinterpreted the drawing.
No, I think the minimum is 7 feet, and I probably have closer to 20 feet. It all depends on the footprint of the home.
Yeah.
Naturally, a two-story home requires a smaller footprint, and two-story homes are very common in that area. If you drive down any of the streets, you'll see two-story homes. So, again, it's what's... Once this is approved and I lay it out, how is it going to work and how is it going to look? So, but I think facing East River Drive is a very nice way to build them. Instead of seeing side yards, you see the front of them.
Is this what you submitted?
The map?
Well, there would be several pieces.
Is this one of the ones that you did?
Yeah, this would have been done by our surveyor. By my surveyor, it would be similar to this one. This is blown up a little bit.
I don't know if you can answer this question or not, but looking at that middle lot.
Yes.
Okay, let's say you had a 30-foot building setback on East River Drive, which is what the ordinance says.
Yes.
And you built a home there facing East River Drive.
Mm-hmm.
Then the side yard setbacks on that, this says what, 7 feet?
Yes. From each house, so you'd have a 15-foot between the houses, and if you go down East St. Joseph, you'll see this at several locations. It's all that's required.
What is the buildable depth of that lot on a 30-foot setback?
As far as going back?
Mm-hmm.
Well, whatever the backyard setback would be. I can maybe take a minute, I'll show you. Sometimes a picture is worth 1,000 words. This is the backyard. This is the old house that was there.
Mm-hmm.
This is the existing property line, these two little stakes here. This is the proposed property line with no set or no variance given. So I could build up to this. Mm-hmm. Okay, and you see the old house is still several feet ahead of that one. And when I say the old house,
Have you seen this?
Yes.
Is the old house that
yes.
that there?
Excuse me. My eyes again. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Because that porch actually came out to probably 12 feet from the right-of-way. Yeah. Okay. That's, you know, that could not be duplicated anymore because that was grandfathered.
Right.
But this, here's a perfect example picture of it right there.
Okay. Yeah.
In fact, this is a little, you see these stakes here?
Mm-hmm.
This is the 30-foot setback, and the new, what I would require, pardon me, this is the 30-foot setback,
yep.
and the new line would be just about to the front of that house where it is now.
Okay. And there was a
pardon?
There was a sidewalk there?
No. There's no that was just a drive.
A drive. Okay.
Remember this house faced East River Drive and had an East St. Joseph address. As do several houses along East River Drive.
Okay.
It's kind of a hodgepodge.
And then where 748 comes from, you're in the 800 block. I don't know where they get 748 from.
St. Joseph. From East St. Joseph.
Yeah. Here's the drive.
Yeah, but this is the 700 block here, and this is the street, and then that's still 700.
Okay.
I see.
What is the distance from here to here?
Is that the number right there?
No.
Okay.
That's 53 feet, which is, well, it looks to me like that would be maybe 43.
Does it have it any other place, like here?
No.
Okay.
What?
This is the backyard. This is the backyard setback right here. This one helps you.
No, it doesn't.
Okay. It looks like it's about 15 feet.
It would have to be 43 because it's...
That sounds about right just from recollection. It sounds very close to being right. 43. There were some other maps. I'm not sure if they more clearly defined it.
Would that mean the front to the back of the house, 53.32 feet?
If I were given the setback. If I were given the variance for the setback.
So the variance is minus 10.
Yes. We're going to, instead of 30 feet from the right-of-way to the front of the house, it would be 20 feet.
Right.
And that just runs along the whole length of...
That's the red dotted line that you're asking for instead of the green dotted.
Right. It should specifically say on there, yes. Yeah.
Instead of the blue line, I mean.
Oh, okay. But the key to it, one of the keys, is the side yards match up with the existing houses on Floral and on East St. Joseph.
And are you planning on one-story homes or two-story homes?
That's to be decided because the, like I said earlier, the footprint of a two-story home is smaller. It requires less space than a one-story, but you could still build a one-story just by how you shape it to meet the lot requirements.
So theoretically, you could make it a 30-foot setback from East River and make it a two-story home and still have the amount of square footage that you're looking for.
Theoretically, you could if I wasn't granted the variance. That's probably what I would do.
Okay.
But then I'd certainly want to recapture that land by going north and south. 30 feet is what I would put back into those lots of buildable space. 15 feet by the depth on each lot on Floral and St. Joseph Street.
And so then you'd be back out, not satisfying what you said was the neighbor's concerns.
Right. I would be 15 feet out from looking down the street to their house. You'd see my house,
standing.
Or the house, 15 feet sticking out from where the front of all of their houses line up going down Iowa Street.
That I understand.
It makes sense, folks. It just, you know, and the type of houses, again, would be determined by how they fit the lot. Today's houses can be sculptured any which way. You know, you can put a Four Seasons room on the back of the home and certainly take care of all the requirements for space, and it looks nice.
Can I ask a question of Tracy?
Sure.
Tracy, in one of the things that was sent, I got the impression we were only talking about the middle lot, but we really have to decide on all three, right?
All three, yes.
I misunderstood that then. Thank you.
See, it's still possible for me, if the variance isn't granted, to build the two side houses and then simply move the center one back.
Yeah.
Which
then it would be out of shape,
in my opinion, I guess.
Okay.
I think Mr. Coffey got a call from Mr. Johnson the day I put the stakes in, saying he's not building that house out past mine. But again, and that's just a valid concern, except that if I meet the requirements, you know, that's what's written. So I hope you would consider approval. So if there's any other questions?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Were there any other questions for Joe before we? Okay. Does anyone else wish to address the board on this matter?
I have some questions.
Yes.
Could you come forward, please, and get your name and address, please?
The land zone is R1 or R2.
Just a moment, please. Can we get your name and your address, please?
My name is Kevin Torrington.
Kevin?
I live at 724 Coolwell Drive.
724, okay.
So I'm looking to keep corner from his property. If I walk out my front door, I'm going to be looking at this.
Kitty, across Floral.
Across Floral. I'm on the, it would be the south side of Floral.
Okay.
I'd be the second house from the corner.
Are you right across from Mr. Johnson?
No. I'm on this side of East River Drive.
724.
When I walk out my door, I'm looking kitty corner at that time.
So you're southwest of the property.
Yes.
You're across East River, not across Floral.
Yes.
Southwest of
the I'm on the west side of
I understand.
My question is, these are going to be single dwelling homes?
Yes.
Not multi-dwelling?
No. Can't build them there.
Is it, how is it zoned? R1, R2?
A residential. It's just an A residential. Single family homes. Yep.
Okay, my question to you was, in the spring, that lot is like a lake. How are you going to fix that?
It has to be elevated over 5 feet, and that's why the huge pile of fill is there. It has to be all compacted and put in according to DNR. And the side yards would flow to the street like all the rest of them do.
Because all our houses that have a drain tile runs around the back of the house and runs out to the street.
Yeah, if we have to connect to the storm sewer, we will. But
I believe that's code now, isn't it? Here in the Village Valley, you have to put a connection to the storm sewer?
There is a connection to the storm sewer. It's a ground drain, and it's on the north end of the property next to Mr. Ditka on St. Joseph Street. There's a stake there now. It's like an 8-inch.
Sure.
That catches all the water from there. When this is elevated, you don't elevate out 5 feet to the curb and drop straight down.
Sure, I understand.
Okay, so this has to be done through engineering, and I've talked to one of the gentlemen there going through this at length as to what you would have to do with stormwater management. But that's part of the program of the development. You have to meet the criteria for stormwater management.
Part of all these houses that run along the street, they have deep lots, mine included, Wendy's too. We all have a basic, because it's a low area wall, we all have a drain in the backyard. And what it is a cement crock that water drains into, goes along the backside, east and west, and then out the side yards out to the drain tile,
okay,
and then down to the river. That lot he's proposing to develop is, if he fills that in, where's that water going to go?
The backyard is, everything is sloped to carry the water to either a drain or to the street. The area between Floral and St. Joseph, east of my property, all of the, when my daughter built their house, they had to connect the gutters and the downspouts into a pipe that connects into a large pipe that carries it to the East River.
So you're saying the middle house will have that?
No, because when I talk to engineering, I don't think that that pipe comes back far enough to pick that up. We still have to work through this, though. Okay. This can't be done without approval.
I understand all this. Okay. My next question to you guys is, and I'm looking at it as a resident there, I don't particularly like three houses in that small lot, because if you look at the picture, the original design layout of all our houses in this area were houses ran north and south. They were designed that way originally to have large backyards. That's why I live over here, because I have a nice yard. I moved out of the city of Green Bay to move over here so my kids could have a yard to grow up in. Now, I don't see why we should give him a variance so he can pack in three houses in there so he can make more money. I just don't feel that this is going to benefit me or my house or my neighbors, for that matter. That's how I feel about it.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Come here. There's an aerial photograph.
Sure.
Okay. Now, if he were to build two houses facing East River Drive, mm-hmm. he'd have a 30-foot setback on the front.
On this side?
Yep.
Because they're facing
right.
this way. They're facing west.
That would be the ordinance.
Okay.
Okay. And then over here on Floral, he'd have a 15-foot side yard.
Sure.
Now, all of these houses
are set back farther.
30 feet.
Right.
Twice that.
So what you're saying?
So this guy here, he's going to walk out of his house.
Look at the back of his house.
And he's going to be looking at the back of this house here. That's going to stick out to here.
And these people too.
Yeah, that's right. And the same thing over here.
I understand all that.
Okay.
But
what I'm asking you is, what do you think is preferable?
I would not want to see three houses on there.
Okay. So you think this is better to have them have 15 feet on Floral?
Why can't he have a deeper setback on Floral?
If he builds facing Floral, then he's got 30 feet here.
Okay.
Okay. And over here, he's got 15 feet.
It's closer on East River.
Closer to East River, yes. Right.
With a two house.
Two house. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be closer here, 15 feet here. Now you'll have the 30 feet here. But over here, he's
so basically, you're telling me you're not going to be able to stop this.
We can't stop him from building a house facing Floral, 30 feet back here and 15 feet back here. We also can't stop him from building a house facing East River Drive, 30 feet here and 15
right.
feet here.
Right.
Okay.
That's the ordinance.
Right. So I'm wasting my time.
No, I'm not. Telling you that at all. You're not wasting your time. I'm glad you came.
Right.
I've been through this before at a different state, and reason there's not people here now because they feel like they're wasting their time.
Well, I wish they would have come.
Yeah.
Have the same question for them that I would have for you. You live in this neighborhood. You tell me, what do you think is preferable?
Speaking for myself,
yeah.
I mean, I can see the situation here. I wouldn't want to live, where this resident lives.
I wouldn't want to either.
I wouldn't want to walk out my house and look at the back of his house.
Neither would I.
But if you drive up and down the neighborhood, there's no other place that has this. I drove up and down. The original design is, like I said, the north-south design.
Right.
But if you look at all the other neighborhoods in this area, I haven't found one yet that's like
sure.
this. The proposal he wants to
sure.
build.
And the original design is why, these structures on East River Drive are closer than 30 feet to East River Drive is because they face the side streets.
So if you let him do this...
It's not what we let him do. It's what the ordinance says.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, but, if he's allowed to do this, then is this going to happen in other places?
Every case.
I mean, if I go find a piece of property and I want to develop it, I have a background in construction. Is that going to be, am I going to be able to do that?
Every case gets decided on its own merits. And
I understand.
I mean, you're going to hear our reasoning if you stick around for whatever we do, but I'm just trying to figure out what you think is best, that's all.
Of the options that are available.
I guess... I'm not living here, so I can't speak for him. I'm mm-hmm. sure he wouldn't want to look at the back of his house. I don't want to look at three houses walking out of my driveway either.
Mm-hmm. Especially when all the other, when the original design was laid out, all the houses, there was two lots or two larger, you know, with each having a nice backyard, back to back to each other. I just don't see it. But, I mean, I guess if it's within the zoning ordinance, there's nothing really more I can say about it. I think water's going to be a huge issue there.
I disagree with you, sir, but certainly timely opinion.
I mean, I have an issue with water in my yard.
Yeah.
And, it doesn't look anything like that lot does in the spring. That lot in the spring is a foot of water on the corner of East River and Laurel. So,
sir, it's 5 feet lower than what it should be.
I understand, but when you raise it, then there's
no place
for water.
There has to be. It's part of the
water
management plan.
I was reading through. We'll stay on. Is there anyone else who wishes to address the board on this matter? Okay. Thank you. Now we can go through just some discussion about what we've heard so far.
Tracy, do you have any input in this?
Pardon?
Do you have any input in this?
You know, some of the things I think you need to just remember are when you see the 20 feet along East River, like Joe said, there is 20 feet, but remember that's a side yard. That's the 20 feet that is not a front yard. So, you know, sure it lines up, but it's the house is configured differently. As far as the other setbacks, when you look at the rear yard, in the ordinance it talks about it has to be at least 15 feet, mm-hmm. or it has to be 20% of the depth of the lot. When you take the depth of the lot, you're talking about 17.8 feet for a rear yard setback, which even with that, I'm sure your house is going to be 17.8 feet with this configuration. If they have the lots on abutting Floral, or the front yard to Floral, and then to East St. Joseph, you are correct, they still could fit one more lot in the middle facing out to East St. Joseph. So that would meet...
Which would be setback, what, 10 more feet than the other two?
Right. It would end up being the 30 feet back, and then you'd have the side yard setback. Because it's a corner lot, you're talking about 15 feet.
So we'd have, theoretically... One facing St. Joseph, one facing Floral, and in the middle, one facing East River.
Yes.
And the one facing East River sticking out towards East River 10 feet more.
No, set back.
10 feet.
Because
the
30 feet.
That would be its front, so it's got to be.
Oh, yeah.
30 feet.
Excuse me, the opposite.
Yes,
but there, it would be out of sync with the other two.
The other two would have a minimum setback of 15 feet off of the side yard.
It just dawns on me, 15 feet back, Tracy, then is even less than the 20 that are being asked for.
Right.
So it would stick even further, or could stick further.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the stormwater are going to be issues to contend with because there is floodplain there, so you're right, you have to get it up above floodplain. It has to be 2 feet, it's 2 feet above the floodline.
Yes.
So it has to be raised quite a bit, which has an impact on what really can be done with this lot. When you start raising the lot up, you still have to be able to drain it and get the water where it belongs. So that may impact the development. And our public works director, Craig, who's I'm sure the one that you spoke with, will have to look at this extensively because you need to get that water out of there. You can't be putting it on anybody else's property. It needs to move out of the property, either stay on the property or move down and get into the storm sewer system onto the road and move off the property. So that will have an impact on the yard because you can't have what we used to call hamburger bun lots where you kind of just, like Jeff was saying, where you're grading it almost to the property line and it just drops off. You can't have that. You have to have some slope into it so that it grades and it drains properly. So that may impact, you know, what he is able to do on it as well. So
that's going to require some distance to to get a slope.
Exactly, handle it properly, yes. Yeah.
So no, but that would be the case no matter what this board decides.
Right, yes. It still will have to be handled regardless. The stormwater has to be handled and handled properly.
Okay.
And you'll have to take care of that. And that will really push the design of where he can put things and how the house will look and fit on that lot, because he has to have enough slope to be able to get it away and grade it properly.
And that issue is out of our hands.
We don't deal with that. That is out of your hands. That would be something that, as he continues forward, the building inspector and our public works director will work with him on that. And he may even have to, and I need to double check, he may have to go through like a site plan review with our planning commission, because it's a subdivision. It's a three-lot or potentially two-lot subdivision, so he may have to go that route as well. So really what you're, obviously you guys know you're charged with deciding whether you want the front yard setback to be reduced to 20 feet on East River is what the decision is. And then between homes is slightly different. It has 14 feet between the homes.
Seven each side.
It could be seven on each side. It could be 8 and 6. If it, you know, oh, if it works it? That way so you mm-hmm. can, you know, alternate a little bit. But it has to be a minimum of 6, I think is the minimum. Has to be. Yes, 6.
Yeah, between each house or something?
Yeah, between, yeah. Each house has to have that minimum. Yeah, so 6 from your home and 6.
So you have to stack them in there.
Yeah. So that would just be, that's a slight difference between a side yard on a corner versus interior side lots.
That's what the ordinance says.
That's what the ordinance says, yes. And he is meeting that with the design.
Okay.
Joe, was there consideration to two homes and making them slightly larger than what you would have with three to help recoup some of the costs?
That has been given some thought. As I look at that development, two homes with the backyards, I mean, now you have a tremendous open space that consists of backyards that are sloped to a V in the middle of East River Drive, is what you would see. And, you know, it didn't make sense for me when I looked at the design to do it that way. That I think the highest and best use of the land is to do three homes, and they're not going to be packed in there. I'm going to take as much advantage as I can for the side yards on the house that would be on the East River, on the St. Joseph and on the Floral side. And I had mentioned earlier to design a home that allows me more use of the side yards and hopefully get closer to 20 feet between. But I don't have to do that. I think the saleability comes in the fact that people will like what they see. And even this gentleman will look out his window and say, you know, this turned out pretty darn good. So I don't, when I looked at the two, building them bigger and trying to sell them in this market, you know, it's just, how long do I want to hold on to them for? I'd like to build nice quality homes, affordable homes, and sell them. Not just that.
Okay. The other question I had is, when you said you looked at existing homes on St. Joseph.
Yes.
That had the 20-foot setback. Were those?
Not on St. Joseph. Oh. They all have 30 feet.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm sorry, East River, I apologize.
Yes, there are several as you go toward Libels or toward Alloway Avenue.
Were those Were those homes that were facing East River, or were those side lots?
The key to it is if you look at the house and there's a driveway going to any of the side streets, that house has that address. There are several homes on East River Drive that faced East River Drive, and short of taking out my measuring wheel and walking up to the house and then having a dog jump on me, I could tell that they were not 30 feet. It wasn't hard to see that. So that house has to have an East River Drive address. I didn't knock on the door and I didn't question the homeowner if I could measure or if his address was, but I would find it almost impossible to give an address to a house that has no side access to any of the streets that run east and west. And you could see this. If you go across the street and on the next block, there must have been a variance granted for that garage to be built, because he's probably less than 50, he's about 15 feet from the right-of-way
two-car garage?
Okay. I don't know the specifics.
The houses are built there, and it's kind of a... There are houses. There's several houses. There's a lot of houses that face East River Drive. Some of them look like they have a larger setback. And I would bet anything that some of them have a 20-foot or less setback. So they're there.
Okay.
I should have taken some pictures before it's moved.
This one. They all face the side street.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They've got 20-foot setbacks.
Right. That's...
Side yard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was trying to see, because if I made it, not a quick drive, but just enough that I didn't notice anything that was anything else that was facing East River that had a 20.
Yeah.
So they may exist, but I don't know. Okay.
Just one more quick. I think back when some of these homes were built, they took advantage of a side yard setback and a house that faced East River Drive with an address that faces the side street, because there's a driveway going in from the side or some access, but yet there's a front door and an address on the front door that faces East River Drive.
Okay. When you brought it up, I just wanted to get some more information. What we're looking at is this specific instance, though. Any other comments, questions?
I have some comments. I have a real tough time with this one. And the toughest time I have is the standards that we have to look at in order to grant this variance, and particularly the unnecessary hardship standard.
Yeah.
Which says that we have to find that in the absence of a variance, the owner can make no feasible use of a property, or strict conformity is unnecessarily burdensome. A variance is not warranted if the physical character of the property allows a landowner to build or develop in compliance with the zoning ordinance. And when I read that, that tells me that we cannot grant this variance because the property can be developed in accordance with the ordinance and the setbacks that the ordinance provides. However, I'm really torn because, to me, applying the ordinance to this property doesn't make any sense. Just doesn't make any sense. Because if he decides to build facing East River Drive, I feel sorry for the people that are going to be behind these structures, because the back of these houses are going to stick out, you know, approximately 15 feet. And they're going to come out of their house, and that's what they're going to see every day. And to me, it makes far more sense to have a situation where the setback on Floral and East St. Joseph is 30 feet, because that's what all the houses are now. And to me, having a 20-foot setback on East River, likewise, is not, I don't see it as being all that detrimental. The reason I say that is, as Mr. Noiser said, you've got all these other houses on East River Drive, most of which face the side street, so they've applied a 20-foot setback on East River Drive, which is the side yard setback. So, in fact, if you build these facing East River and you use a 20-foot front setback, then they do pretty much line up with the sides of all these other houses that are on East River Drive. So to me what he's proposing makes a great deal of sense, okay? But I wish more neighbors had shown up here to give input on, you know, their views. We have one who is not in favor.
It's not that, you know, I understand his situation here. And now that you kind of explained it better to me, I wasn't privy to what you have there. I just got a letter in the mail. I do have concerns. I mean, the water issue is a huge concern in our neighborhood. We all have water problems. And the way he's telling me it's not going to be a problem to fix it. The water issue probably won't affect me because I'm far enough away. But it's gonna, if he doesn't fix it, if he doesn't get it, the situation control right, it might affect the other people in that neighborhood, you know, with water in their basement. So, I mean, that's a huge issue where we live on this end of the street.
But would that have to, that still would have to be addressed and still could be a concern whether there's...
Exactly.
So I see the point you're making, that, and I know how much my backyard floods. But I don't know if that's part of setting things aside for an appeal to the ordinance or to
we're not dealing with the water. A lot of people have water problems, and hopefully, whatever is built there, they deal with it. You know,
I wish some of the people living on that block, where it came to the meeting, because I'm not living on that block, but I don't want to walk out my door and really look at three houses sitting right on the street.
I mean, from a technical standpoint, we have to enforce the ordinance, and we have certain standards that we have to go by in order to grant the variance. And, you know, frankly, if a whole bunch of people show up here and say, geez, we really want this, this makes all the sense, because I can't fathom walking out my door and looking at the back of this house every day. I mean, it just makes sense, but I don't know what to do, you know. Like I say, one neighbor showed up, and I guess maybe you're not against it, but you're not for it, and...
Well, I have a less, at this meeting right here, I have less weight when I talk, because I'm not going to be directly looking at those houses when they walk, when the people behind them walk out their house. I'm looking at it when I walk out my house at a distance away.
And I can appreciate your concern having three relatively small houses lined up on East River Drive there with minimal side yard setbacks. That I know exactly what you're saying.
And especially when you drive down that road, I don't see that anywhere else.
Sure. But the problem is, the village of Alloway cannot force him to build facing Floral Drive or East St. Joseph Street. If he wants to build facing East River Drive, he can do that. As long as he complies with the setbacks. So, you're still maybe going to have three little houses there. But in my mind, it's going to be worse.
I wish I had moved somewhere else.
No, you don't.
No, be glad you're not Mr. Johnson or this other guy. Yeah.
Well, I'm thanking God and I'm not living on that block, because I would be screaming.
But you don't want to live anywhere other than Alloway anyway.
Mr. Nitka and Mr. Johnson both have been on site since we tore the house down on the side buildings. Mr. Johnson said, Joe, what do you plan on doing with this setback, the 30-foot setback on Floral Drive? I said, look out your front door. You see trees and nice landscape. That's what you're going to see when I'm done. We plant trees and do the landscaping. So it falls right. When you look down the street, you'll see the same thing. And the same thing on Nitka's side. So I don't plan on, putting a shed there. That's a pun, because the people next to my daughter built a shed and now there's 6 feet of space. So
understood. Any other questions? Comments, discussion? Yes, sir.
I'm Jim O'Rourke. I'm a local realtor. I've seen Mr. Noiser's work product before, and it's always been superior. And we've been looking at the history of housing in Alloway, and there's strong demand for smaller homes in Alloway. So that's the trend now as a realtor.
Thank you. Any other items? Okay. Does everybody have enough information to make a vote?
we got to vote one way or the other. But.
Okay. Do you have any questions before?
No, I think it's very well summed up that with, because three houses can be put on that, I think maybe that is a unique property feature, is that the three houses can be put there, and by granting a variance, we can accommodate the most visually pleasing and neighborhood-friendly result.
Correct. But what we're tasked with is making sure that all three criteria are met.
All mm-hmm. three have to be met?
All three.
Well, I guess strict conformity is unnecessarily burdensome if you're the two property owners who are going to be looking. You might say strict conformity is unnecessarily burdensome to that, to their mm-hmm. neighborhood ambiance. The ambiance isn't the right word, but
and I think you have a question as to whether really, you know, you're talking about what's feasible here. And I mean, it's feasible certainly to build, but is it really feasible in terms of the neighborhood characteristics?
Correct.
It's ugly. Yeah. That's what it's going to be.
I beg to differ.
No, no, no. No, I'm saying it's ugly if you build facing East River Drive without a variance.
Yes. Okay. I'm sorry.
You know, I hate to sit here and impose my will, but I would move to approve the petition. I think it's necessary to protect the property owners, particularly the adjoining property owners. And you know, I have a tough time doing it under the standards, but I don't know what else to do, because I think the other result is going to be just hideous.
Right, I agree that that is unnecessarily burdensome.
You have to protect, I think, the neighborhood and the village. And
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but this is just a situation where the ordinance doesn't make sense.
We have a motion to approve.
I make a motion that we approve the variance.
Jeff made a motion to approve.
Oh, he did.
So we have a
second.
I'll second. Okay. All those in favor to approve the motion as it stands?
Aye.
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 Aye. The variance is granted.
Thank you.
Next item on the agenda is announcements. I'm not aware of any at this time.
Just an announcement that Sharon Scheidenhelm did resign, and if you know of anyone interested in being on the Board of Appeals, please let me know.
Thank you.
Let them know.
Oh, good.
Like and that. Then next item is adjournment. Do I have a motion for adjournment?
I move it.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Our meeting is adjourned.